that when we leave this place, we will leave different. So we thank you for your word in advance. We thank you how you're going to speak to us. So we pray against every distraction in this place this morning, that our hearts and our minds be attentive to your word, to your voice this morning. In your precious name we ask these things. God, God's people say, amen. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team, and thank you, Pastor Allen, for leading the communion this morning. Once again, welcome to New Hope Christian Assembly. It's nice to see you here this morning. I just want you to get a little bit excited, because God is going to do something amazing this morning. The title of this message this morning is The Marks of a Spirit-Filled Life. And we'll find that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 20. It's a very well-known text that we know, and we've read it many times, that I want to share with you again. Ephesians 5, verse 15 to 20. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to there. I will read it in a few. We're going to read it. With the help of the Holy Spirit this morning, I want to talk to you about the Spirit-filled life. Did you know that the Spirit-filled life is for every Christian, for every believer, for every child of God? It's the promise to all who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Scriptures clearly indicates that believers are indwelled with the Holy Spirit the moment they receive Jesus in their life. The moment there's a conversion in your life, when you turn your heart and just ask Jesus to come into your life, that moment there, the Holy Spirit is just coming into your life. The Bible tells in 1 Corinthians 12:13, and tells us, for one, by one Spirit we are baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, 14 tells us, in him you are also trusted, after you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So the moment you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're sealed. The Holy Spirit has sealed your heart. So the Holy Spirit lives within your lives this morning. If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit lives there. I'm having a little bit of feedback. I'm going to use the other mic. Is that possible? Just want to see where it is, because
and I just prayed for no distraction, and I'm getting distracted. So that doesn't make any sense. But let's get back to the word this morning. Today and always, we receive the Holy Spirit the moment you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So the promise is that the moment you receive Jesus, you have the Spirit of God, who regenerates, indwells, unites, and transforms lives. And all the fruit of the gifts of the Spirit flow from this one great gift. Now, how do we walk with the Spirit? How do we walk with the Spirit? What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Do you know that some people actually get frightened when we say, be filled in the Spirit of God? You know, some of us have just say, push back when we speak about the Holy Spirit itself. But the Holy Spirit is Christ himself. He is a person himself. And how can we be afraid of the Holy Spirit? But there are people, when we speak about the Holy Spirit, there are people, when we speak about being filled with the Spirit of God, they're fear. They're afraid of this wonderful person who is named Jesus Christ. This morning, through God's word, I want to show you the meaning, what it means for a believer to walk in the Spirit and to live a Spirit-filled life. It's the title is The Marks of a Spirit-Filled Life. So when you are a believer in Christ, if the Holy Spirit is in your life today, what are you going to do with that Spirit? It's not a one-time deal, is when you receive Christ as your personal Savior, but there's something that must happen into your life when you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. So what is the mark? What are the marks of a Spirit-filled Christian, a Spirit-filled life? Let's read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, 15 to 20. It starts off with a wonderful word, pay careful attention. Now, how many times we tell this to our children or to an adult, to someone, be very careful. There's an importance right there. Don't get too close. Be very careful. Pay attention. So Paul is telling us to the Ephesians, pay careful attention to how to you walk, not as an unwise people, but as wise. And you know, around the world, even among Christians, there are people who walk with the unwise people. Amen? Are you with me this morning? So he's telling them, walk with the wise people. Don't walk with the unwise people. Why? Making the most of the time. It is extremely important to make the time for it. When it says making the most of the time, it's talking today. This is the day, not yesterday. Make the most. Take the opportunity today to make the most to bring glory to God. Why? Because the days are evil. You don't have to look far. The days are evil. Things are going berserk around us. Things are out of control all around us. So be very careful not to walk with the unwise, but as wise. Be smart. And how are you going to be smart? And a believer of God will follow the scriptures and relies on the Holy Spirit. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And don't get drunk with wine. I know people love wine, which leads to reckless action, but be filled by the Spirit. Verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music from the heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to live and walk with the Spirit-filled life, we need to live every day to the fullness with Jesus. This is what the scripture tells us, making the most of the time, making the most of every opportunity. Don't walk foolishly, but walk wisely in this world. Take the opportunity that you have, that God gives you, and that God gives you today, and he gives you every day of your life, that every hour that he gives you, he has given you breath today. Take that opportunity to give God the glory, honor, and praise. He has given us day. So the Bible tells, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And if you are here today, and I'm here today, because he has given us another day of breath. So take the opportunity, take the time today to celebrate his name. So what does it look like, a Spirit-filled life, a Spirit-filled Christian? And we want to know about that. Take the time today. And the Bible also speaks about in the New King James Version, it says, redeeming the time. So take the opportunity today. Why? Because the days are evil. The Bible says that there is a time to live and also a time to die. And you know that in the scripture, there is an occasion for everything and a time for every activity under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die. So this is the time that God has given to us. And we are here today. We are alive today. God has given us a specific time. The time is the stuff that life is made up. Someone said that I'm just killing time. Do you really want to kill time? When you kill time, you're getting older and older. And you know what happens when you're getting older and older. Getting closer to the death. And we don't want that. But take the time today. So if he has given us breath today, he has given us the opportunity to live for his glory. So take time useful this morning. You know that God has given us, all of us, the same time, 24 hours a day. You don't have 23. You don't have 26 hours. You have 24 hours the same way I have 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, 1,040 minutes per day, and 86,400 seconds a day. Every one of us have 24 hours a day, and we're all the same. Even president has the same time as us. Even the biggest guy in the world has the same time as us. So take the time that God has given you today to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. So how does it look, a Spirit-filled life? Church, we need to set priorities every day in our lives. I quote this from the last two sermons I preached. You make time for what you value most. If you value God, if you love ministry, if you love the Lord, if you love the family, you will take time for it. If you love the Holy Spirit, you will make time to seek the Holy Spirit. If you love Jesus, you will make time to seek Jesus. You make time for what you value most. Is the Holy Spirit valid in your life? Do you love Jesus? And how do you live that life to its fullness? The way you live life to its fullness is to set priorities every single day. For example, what is one of the examples you could do? The first thing that you get up in the morning. I know some of us might be cranky in the morning. Some of us might run to the coffee before everything else. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But some of us run to the newspaper. Or maybe some of us run to a horoscope. Oh, that's not that good. But let me tell you something. These are the first things you should do when you get up in the morning. Lord, what is my assignment today? What is that you want me to do today, Lord? Lord, open my eyes to see every opportunity, to accept every change, to be renewed by you, Lord. And when you pray that way in the morning, when you set those priorities straight in life, that's a Spirit-filled life. Someone who is filled with the Spirit of God. And when we stand the way it puts priority, when we stand on that, it puts priorities in order. Someone said that the Spirit-filled Christian is the ones who are the busiest for the Lord, seemingly having the most time in serving God. Have you noticed it is easier to steer a car that is actually moving than a car that is actually parked? Are you with me? So if you are just a Christian who is still, who doesn't move anymore, you're not going far and you're not going to go ahead. You're not even going to make 1 kilometer. But the moment you are busy for the Lord, the more you get closer to God, the more you do things for the Lord, and the more your Spirit-filled life. That is one mark of a Christian. Moving and doing the service of the Lord and working for Him, working for the kingdom. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit of God? In one word, to be controlled and influenced by the Holy Spirit. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, and don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless action, but what? Be filled by the Spirit of God. Now, let me explain you why it was said that way, why Paul was saying that to Ephesus at that time there. Some of you might remember this. We need to understand this for a moment. Ephesus has a heavily defined influence in its daily life by the occult, including belief in magic spells and spirit powers, particularly in those preceded from an animalistic worldview. This view held humans and animals to be quite connected on the earth and in the world of the gods. And also there was a belief in the time Paul was writing that they wanted to hear from their God. So the only way they were going to hear from the God if they get drunk. What a weird thing to do. Let's get drunk and then we can call on the gods. But Paul's saying, you don't need to get drunk with wine, which leads you to reckless actions, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Because when you're filled with the Spirit of God, you're living the life that Christ has called you to be. A Spirit-filled life. We know that alcohol leads you to reckless decisions, reckless actions, and brings you to destruction in our homes, in our lives, in our families. But no, he says, be filled with the Spirit. You and I know that through the scriptures we have seen, if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, the Spirit of God is in your life. But Pastor, if the Spirit of God is in your life, why does it tell us be filled with the Spirit? Why does it tell me to be filled with the Spirit again? Why? Because we leak. There's holes in our life. And we need to be filled every single day of our life and ask the Holy Spirit to come once again in our lives. You can't do it alone. You can't live a Spirit-filled life Christian if you're not with the Spirit of God in your life. You can't do what God has called you to do if you leave the Holy Spirit aside. You need to be guided by the Spirit of God because the days are evil. Are you with me this morning? Now, when I get excited, I'm not upset or anything like that. I'm just excited, okay? And I'm passionate when I speak God's word. So Paul is saying, if you want to be controlled by the Spirit, you need to be free from all ungodly controls, whatever it may be. So you cannot be controlled by the Spirit of God and anything with it. So the first point I want to bring out to you is submission to the Spirit. It says, do not get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless action, but be filled by the Spirit. Example, die if you can't live. Deny so you can follow Christ. Paul is saying, flee from ungodly things so you can be controlled by the Spirit. Church, we cannot be in between stage. Or you're in or you're at or you're out. It's a command. It's not optional. Not only is it a command, it's also a continuing command to being filled and continuing being filled by the Spirit of God. Various Greek scholars and the Bible commentators point out that the Greek present imperative tense is used in this verse as continuous replenishment on an ongoing and repeating refilling. Filling yourself. The word fill speaks of something that should be ongoing in your life. You should translate it being filled with the Holy Spirit just like you have to put gas in your car. The car is not going to go far if you don't put gas. Now you might say, Pastor, you use the wrong illustration. We have electrical cars, but you can't go far if it's not charged. You need to be filled to continue to move forward to do what God has called you to do. Constantly, daily, you must go to God and ask you to fill you with the Spirit of God. It's because you and I leak. You and I have holes in our life. We make mistakes daily. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink into one Spirit. The reason why is to be filled every day is because we're people who sin every day. Don't you tell me that, Pastor, I am good. I don't sin every day. In every one of us here, from the back to the front, for every one of us from the top to the bottom, sin every day. And we need this Holy Spirit daily in your life to refill us every day of our lives. A Spirit-filled Christian is a person who's living under the influence of the Spirit of God who dwells in every believer. We see that Paul in Acts 2, we even see this in Acts 2, they were under the influence being controlled by the Spirit of God. The people thought they were influenced by alcohol, but it was the contrary. They were under the influence by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Christ living in us. So if the Spirit is living in us, so living and being controlled by the Spirit of God, being filled by the Spirit of God, and being controlled by Him daily. Is this what you want, church? To be continually filled by the Spirit of God? I want that daily in my life. I set priorities in my life. I set priorities daily to ask the Holy Spirit to fill me every single day of my life. Are you with me? And at times, Christians believe that's a one-time deal. You accept Christ as your personal Savior and all is well, all is good. But are you living a Spirit life, Christian, filled Christian? Are you living that kind of life? And we see through the scriptures that men that were filled with the Spirit of God, great things happened. They impacted the world. Why? Because they were every day going to receive the Spirit of God. You hope if you need assurance, if you need guidance, if you need grace, if you need sanctification, strength, all these things that come from the Spirit of God. We don't have to look elsewhere. It's the Spirit of God who gives us that into our lives. In Galatians 5, verse 16 to 26, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not be gratified by the desires of the flesh. He says, walk by the Spirit. How can we walk by the Spirit? Every single day you ask the Holy Spirit. You ask, you fill me again today, Lord. Fill me again today, Lord. So you can fight against the desires of the flesh. We have failed. We have sinned. We have fallen to temptation because we forgot the most important thing in life is the Holy Spirit in your life. Don't look elsewhere. Examine yourself. If we are failing, it's because we're leaving aside the Holy Spirit. Every day we must go and say, fill me again. Come on me, Holy Spirit. Come in thy own special way. Fill me up again. Remember that song, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. I'm going to stop right there because some of you might not know it. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Heaven, come. Fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. What makes us whole? Holy Spirit. Jesus makes us whole. So they are in conflict with each other, and it says, so that you are not to do whether you want, in verse 18 in Galatians 5. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obviously sexual immorality, impurity, and drunkenness, adultery, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, and all these anger problems, envy, drunkenness, and orgies. And that, like, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's plain and clear to us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control. Lord, help us to be controlled. And the only way you're going to be controlled is by your influence under the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way rage is going to move out of your life. That's the only way you're going to be controlled. It's the only way you're going to have control over anger is when you fill yourself with the Spirit of God daily upon your life. Because He is gentle. He is gentle. He is love. Take my yoke. Doesn't it say, take my yoke? Now, you know what the yoke is all about. You know that when you have these the oxen, the carriages, and they're having this yoke, and they're holding it together, and they want, take my yoke, I am what? Gentle. Hold on to Him, because He is gentle. He is kind. He is loving. Oh, Lord, fill me once again. I need you again and again and again and again. When you're going through the hardest times of a worst time of your life, don't you quit. Just glorify God. And allow Him to fill you once again. And once He fills you, you what happens to you? You're re-energized. And there's power that comes out. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has entered once again into your life. So since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Step means process. Move forward. Move to another direction. Walk is a process, and is a process to go in the progress. Move forward. Don't you stop, but move forward. You know, it happens that you can be filled with the Spirit of God at 7 o'clock in the morning. And at 7:15, oh, when tragedy comes, oh, you're going crazy. What just happened here? Am I the only one? Every one of us have that. Every one of us have that. You're on fire for God. You leave this place. Your wife gets you mad. Oh, anger starts happening. You say something bad. Oh, you leave this place on fire for God. You go outside. Oh, that bold preacher preached long this morning. Or someone cuts you off on the streets. Are you going to answer, oh, may the Lord bless you. Oh, God bless you. No, you want to probably do some things that you don't want to do. Stick a finger at the person. Or you go, hey, what are you going to do about it? And you chase the person. Huh? You're angry now. I noticed here in Alberta, everybody has anger problems, even in the road rage. Everybody's after everybody. Am I the only one who sees that? Do you see that too? I seen on the Anthony Hendy one day, someone got cut the person off. I should have had my camera out, my phone, but I wasn't allowed to drive with my phone on. Person cut him off, and he just comes and he drives fast and he cuts him and hits him and pushes him off the road. I thought, is there a movie theater? What's happening? Is there a movie happening around here? He got cuckoo. Something's wrong around here. What I'm trying to tell you is, believers of God, even yourself, we're all the same. Today you're on fire for God. And then all of a sudden, why we need to Holy Spirit to come in your life daily? Because we leak. We make mistakes. We sin. So be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. We're not talking about the speaking in other tongues here. Be filled with the Spirit of God, Jesus, daily in our lives. So all of a sudden, when you do something wrong against the Holy Spirit, you grieve the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. And as important as the Spirit that accomplishes us, what is so bad that we want to be a child of God, we are a child of God. So just fill, say, Lord, fill me once again today. Number two, the mark of a spirit life is filled Christian is to sing and praise God. Man, now, this is something beautiful. It tells us in the Bible right here. Look at this, verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns. It doesn't tell us speak to one another with hatred or criticism. No, it's speaking to one another in psalms. Man, if you're speaking criticism, it's not a life, a spirit life Christian, filled Christian. It's not. It's the opposite, because it says here, one who sings and praises God in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music from the heart to the Lord. It's not about how you move. It's about your heart. I love to dance. I love to jump, but what about if someone cannot jump? What about if someone is lying on that bed? It's about the heart. It's how you sing with your heart what counts the most. Speaking to one another in psalms. So, church, I have a hard time when we come to church, and I know some of you love music. We all love music. It just, there's something within us. Are you with me? You know that song that we sang, You Are Good? It gets you so excited, you pumped up. I was about to come up here and say, let's all jump. But then I might get some tomatoes thrown across. But no, sing joyful songs unto the Lord. Amen? That's a spirit-filled Christian. You can't just say, oh, Lord, send the power just now. But we have to sing it and mean it. And when we sing it, Lord, send the power just now, don't you think He knows your heart? If you sing it with the conviction and believing in prayer, Lord, send the power just now, don't you think He's going to do it? He has never changed. One who sings and praises God. A life is full of joy. A life is full of praise. A life full of singing. A life that continually worships and praises God. A life that has music on the heart. Music that moves the heart of a person. We need music that comes from our heart, spiritual songs and hymns and praises unto the Lord. New Hope Christian Assembly, you are not my audience. My Lord Jesus is my audience. So once we sing, once we jump for the Lord, I am not doing it for a man. I am doing it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because He is my audience. Are you with me this morning? Oh man, I'm making you fall asleep. Let me start taking off my jacket. What's going on? There's excitement when there is moves, music moves the heart of a person. There's excitement, and that is a spirit-filled Christian when they give thanks to God, when they worship Him. Don't matter who's beside you, don't matter who's behind you or in front of you, doesn't matter how you even look, but just sing and praise glory to God. Juan Sebastian Bach says this about music. The aim and final end of music, of all music, should be none other than the glory of God and the refreshment of the soul. That's why we sing. And believers, if you are a believer in Christ and you've been filled with the Spirit of God, and if Christ is coming to your life and you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, your heart is sealed with the Holy Spirit, one sign is to praise God. Great things happen when we praise God. I'm going to get there. You will watch this. Number three. Another mark of a Spirit-filled Christian is a thankful Christian. A thankful Christian. Give thanks always for the things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A Spirit-filled Christian will always give thanks. And the Bible encourages us what? To give thanks at all times. Pastor, how can I give thanks? I'm going through the hardest time of life. It's hard to give thanks. How can I give thanks? My debts are growing. How can I give thanks? My wife has gone. How can I give thanks? My children has gone. You're not giving thanks because of the situation. You're giving thanks that He is in control. You're giving thanks that He will take full control of the situation of life for who He is, because He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So give thanks at all times. You know what happens when you give thanks at all times? Paul and Silas were in prison and they gave thanks. And what happened? The prison doors flew open. The shackles have been set free. And not only that, other people were saved. Why? Because they're giving thanks. He could have complained, but he didn't. Why? A Spirit-filled life. He was connected with Jesus daily. He was connected with the Spirit of God daily. Push that button. Push the praise button. You'll give Him thanks at all times. That's why the Bible tells us rejoice. Paul says that. Why? Why can he say rejoice? Why can he say rejoice? He's saying this to the church. Why is he saying that? He was in prison. He had to complain when he wrote this letter, but he was in prison and he said rejoice in the Lord always. And I say rejoice because he was filled with the Spirit of God. Can you say rejoice? The only way you can actually be excited and be rejoiced in the Lord is when you're connected with the Spirit of God. Oh, if you don't have the Spirit, I don't think you're going to say rejoice. All those words will come out of your mouth will not make any sense. It won't make sense. It will be bad. You and I cannot understand things of life. You only see the things in front of you. You don't see ahead of you what is going on, Lord. But rejoice. He will take care of it. Rejoice. Paul was in prison and he rejoiced because he had a Spirit-filled life. There is no accidents, Church of God. When we see that things are not going well, we can say, God, I know, I don't know what's going on. I'm seeing all these struggles in front of you, in front of my life. I don't know what is going on. It looks out of control. But I want to thank you because you are in control. What happens is when we look at the situations, when we look within, we get paralyzed. The fear starts to grow in and we forget to push the praise button and thank him. Thank him. That is a spirit, a mark of a spirit-filled Christian. Someone who rejoices. Someone who is a thankful Christian. You hope when the world starts to fall apart, hit that button, praise. Just thank him. Just thank him for who he is and thank him for the things. Living a spirit life means that. Thanking him. But when they take the time every day to live out the fullest under the influence of the Spirit of God. Live the life full of praise. Live the life full of thanks. Man, some of us go through a hard time of life. And our hearts break into pieces. Situations happen in life. Is you're on fire for God and chaos just happens in a matter of a second. And when that chaos hits home, we lose track. We lose focus. Everything is going berserk in your life. You don't know where to turn anymore. But child of God, turn to the Word of God. Give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. You will see, watch and see what I will do, he says. The Lord will say, watch and see. Just praise me. Just thank me. And I'm in control of that situation, even though you don't see it. And you can testify on that. There are times in your life you've been through the hardest times ever. And once you started to worship the Lord, once you started thanking him, once you started exalting his name, when you started singing, I exalt you, Lord, even through the hardest times ever of your life, God showed himself up again. You know, I don't know about you, but I can have the worst day ever. In a matter of a second, when you get into the worship, when you get into praise, when you get into glorifying God, all of a sudden you're re-energized. There's power that comes back into your life. You can't even imagine what's going on because the Spirit of God is filling you once again. So don't you give up. There's another point that's extremely important. A spirit-filled life means this. A life of submission. In verse 21, we didn't read it before because it speaks about wives and husbands and wives over there. No. It's not wives. You know, husbands, maybe this verse is not just for you here. That wives have to submit to you. Here it says, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. That means believers. That means to the authorities. Submitting to one another. Submitting to the Lord. Submitting to one another. Having a servant heart. One that is influenced by the Spirit of God is controlled by the Spirit of God. One who has a joyous heart, a heart that sings and worships. One who has a grateful heart. And you look at the last one, one who has a servant heart. A spirit-filled life is someone who has a servant heart and a life of submission. A life of submission. Helping out in the church, helping out one another, seeing a family who's struggling, you help one another, you submit one another to each other, doing the things of this community, working with each other with one goal in mind, to lead people to Jesus Christ. I know there are people around the world, your neighbor, your family, your friends, your the church, are looking for Christians that look like a spirit-filled Christian. We have to stop playing games. If you are a believer, these are the marks about a spirit-filled Christian. Oh, we love the jumping. We love the clapping. We love the hymns. But the submission is important too. Let me conclude with this morning. I want to share with the unbelievers, if there's any this morning that have not made the decision to follow Christ. God has brought you here maybe through a friend or a family member, but God has brought you here. And I want to encourage you to have, if you never accepted Christ into your life, I want to tell you this. This is how you accept Jesus Christ. It's very simple. First thing is you must believe and trust that Jesus Christ from your heart. And it's just, I'm going to repeat this prayer. I'm just going to, whatever. It is from your heart. The second thing is to, first is trust and invite him and receive him. Why? Because he is knocking at your door. And if he is knocking at your door, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. And he's tugging at your heart. And he's tugging on your heart, and he's just waiting. Jesus is knocking, and the Savior is knocking, and wanting to come into your life. So if it's you this morning, that you fence something upon your life, a knock on your heart, or a tug around your heart, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you this morning. The Bible tells us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive in all of our sins. And purifies from all of unrighteousness. Are you ready to accept Christ as your personal Savior? You know why I say that? Because even within the churches at times, we just come as a habit to a church. But there are times people are sitting between these four walls who have never made that commitment to follow Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. If Christ is in your life, there are marks of a spirit-filled Christian. And we look at the fruits in a person's life. And I want to say this for believers this morning, or someone who has backslidden, or someone who has just put God for aside for a moment because they had their priorities set somewhere else instead of following Christ. Something must have happened upon their life and they just moved away. And holes had become in their life, and the Holy Spirit cannot have come back in. Was problems were happening, situations were happening. So I want to speak to you this morning about that. Believers, we need to be filled every single day of our life. It's because we leak, we have make mistakes. We must yield to him every day. It's not a one-time deal experience. We come daily to God, so the Spirit of God will control us. We want to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And when we do that, we live with the power and we're energized and we'll be equipped to do the work of the Lord. Life is the Spirit is a normal Christian life. It's a normal Christian life. The daily normal walking in the Spirit. So church, let's be filled with the Spirit of God daily upon your life. Do you want the Holy Spirit full in your life? I'm sure you do. Do you want Jesus to be controlling your life? I'm sure you do. Do you want to live for his glory? Yes, you do. So right now you thank him for his presence in your life. You take a moment this morning and say, thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Let's all stand for a moment. Let's all stand. Just take a moment to thank him for it. As the musicians come forward and say, yes, Lord, thank you for your presence in my life. But I need more of you, Lord. I need more of your Spirit in my life, Lord. I need more of you to refill me again today, Lord. I make many mistakes. I have holes in my life. I leak, Lord. And Lord, I need you to be in my heart today. I need you once again to be in my life today, Father. Because Lord, as we know that the days are evil, O God. And without your Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing, Lord. Tell him, give him charge of your life this morning. Tell him, give him charge of your life this morning. Confess from your sins and ask him and he will fill you once again. And watch what he will do in your life. Open thy mouth, he says, and I will fill it. So Paul says, do not be drunk about wine and which is reckless, but be filled with the Spirit of God. So we don't need spirits. No. We don't need spirits. We need the Holy Spirit. The only one. So every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. If you are that person this morning who says, I need to be filled with the Spirit again, once again, Lord, as when they sing this song this morning, if you need to be re-energized, if you need to get this inner strength once again in your life, you need to confess once again upon the Lord and say, yes, I have neglected you for a while, but I want you back into my life. So once you sing this song, I'm not going to mention it twice, only one time. As soon as they start singing, if you want once again to be filled with the Spirit of God, I encourage you to come forward and take a place in the front, get on your knees, just start asking the Holy Spirit to fill your life once again this morning. So as he starts to sing, come forth right now in Jesus' name.